Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. Have you been fishing lately? I sure got my chance to do so last week. As a matter of fact, I got to go tournament bass fishing 4 days in a row at Mardon Resort and Potholes Reservoir in eastern Washington at 2 events put on by Limit Out Marine. Had an absolute blast. Let me back up a little bit here. I love tournament bass fishing, but I've got to admit, my fishing buddy, Rusty Johnson, and I are usually cannon fodder at the tournaments we enter, though I know that the organizations that put on these tournaments are always grateful to get our tournament entry fees because it helps out with the jackpots for the winners. I mean, Rusty and I, we're decent anglers, but we're simply not in the same league as the top-tier competitors and local Sharpies that generally show up at these events. That's why I decided to take a step back this year and fish as a co-angler, and I did so last week in a Pro-Am bass tournament. Now, this was the first annual Pro-Am put on by Limit Out Marine. It's something you don't really see here in the Pacific Northwest very often at all. And the way it worked is that I drew a different pro for each of the 2 days of the event. And my goal was to learn, and learn I did. Man, oh man, I learned a whole lot from these two pros, especially when it came to fishing for spawning bass and using a wacky worm or a Senko in a different way than I generally did. I usually fish close and pitch, but no, I learned very quickly in 2 days that casting from a distance is much more effective. You don't spook those fish off the beds. And this experience, fishing as a co-angler for 2 days, again, I wasn't there to win. I was there to hopefully help out the pros. I'm not sure I really did for either one, but I did soak up a lot of information like a sponge, and that came in really handy for the big bass tournament we fished the next 2 days. Now, that one was my buddy and I. And I'll tell you what, we came closer to actually cashing a check than we've ever come to before. This one was also put on by Limit Out Marine. The Pro-Am event had 94 boats. The Big Bass event had 86 boats participating. And the way it worked was that every hour you could weigh in a bass. And the heaviest bass weighed in every hour was worth $550. And if you had the biggest bass for the weekend, well, that was worth $7,500 along with any of the hourly wins you had. This year, the sizes of the bass were down. Generally speaking, it takes like a 5-pound bass to win the hourly. This year, we were looking at some of the bass on day one were weighing like 3 2/3 or 3/4 pounds. And on that first day, using what I learned from the earlier tournament, which took place the 2 days prior, we were able to whack the bass. We probably caught 25, 30 bass between us, lots of 2 to 3 pounders, and one that was just under 3.5 pounds. So we got close, I will say that much. We didn't get close to the actual win. That was a 6.15 pound fish that was caught by Josh Lucas and Ryan Williams. And if you're tuning in to Seattle Sports Radio KJR 93.3, where we have the Pacific Northwest edition of our show, you just heard from those two and how they won it. I will tell you this, if you didn't hear it, it was all about the wacky worm. This week on the show, you're going to hear from the pro who won that Pro-Am. That would be none other than Luke Clausen, the former Bassmaster Classic champion, FLW champion, current MLF touring angler. We'll also talk to the tournament director, Randy McBride. He hails from Florida. He's got a lot of experience working tournaments all over the country, and he'll give his perspective on the status of tournament fishing on the West Coast. Another guest you'll hear from today is Dan Clayton Luce with Henry Repeating Arms. They have come out with all sorts of new products for 2023, and he's going to go over some of those with you. I think you're going to be very intrigued by the direction that Henry Repeating Arms is going with some of these new firearms. And yes, they've got some old classics too, chambered in new calibers. Now, a 6.15 pound bass is really nice, but it doesn't compare to the fish you're about to hear from, and that means it's time for one of my favorite segments.
It's record fish time.
From Outdoor Life, we learned Colorado outdoorsman Scott Enloe caught and released what should go down as the new world record lake trout while fishing with his son on May 5th. The fish weighed, get this, 73.29 pounds according to the handheld scale they had in their boat. That's at least 20 pounds heavier than the current state record laker in Colorado, and more than a pound heavier than the International Game Fish Association all-tackle world record for lake trout. Photos of the gargantuan trout will make your head spin. You can check them out at OutdoorLife.com. The fish was roughly 47 inches long and had an unbelievable 37-inch girth. Scott Enloe, talking to the reporter from Outdoor Life, said, "Some of the other photos I have, I hate to admit it, but they almost look fake. I mean, my God, it looks so dumb, a 37-inch girth, and I'm a 35-inch waist. It was just incredible. That fish doesn't even look 47 inches long because it's so fat." At first glance, you would think that this fat female appears to be full of eggs, but Enloe clarified it wasn't. Lakers, they spawn in the fall, and Enloe says that fish's enormous belly was actually full of kokanee salmon, which is the main food source for lake trout in this particular water body. The water body in question, that was Blue Mesa Reservoir, which is the largest man-made lake in Colorado. Enloe's actually a former professional bass angler and a member of the USA men's fly fishing team, so he is definitely a hardcore angler. He told the Free Range American he was using a heavy rod and a bait caster spooled with just 10-pound fluorocarbon line. No stress there. The fish ate a 6-inch tube jig, and after nearly a 15-minute long battle, the two anglers, father and son, had to haul the trout into the boat by hand because their large landing net simply wasn't big enough to get the fish in it. Once they had it on board, they found they couldn't get the massive laker in their live well, which was also too small. So the two photographed, measured, and weighed the fish as quickly as possible. The sun scale, Hunter's, topped out at 50 pounds, so that didn't work. So then Scott Enloe got his scale out, and that's where they figured out that the fish weighed 73.29 pounds. Altogether, Enloe says the process took around 2 minutes, and a series of Instagram videos shows them releasing the fish back into the lake. According to Enloe, "I never considered killing the fish. This is one of the largest lake trout that's ever been caught, period, and I could have made it easy to put in the IGFA book, but I would have had to kill it, and I was not going to kill that fish." Because the lake trout was released, Enloe says there are some additional hoops to jump through before it can be officially declared an all-tackle world record by the International Game Fish Association. He thinks that because he and Hunter were meticulous in their measurements and filmed the entire process, his fish could very well replace the current all-world record laker, a 72-pound fish caught in Canada's Northwest Territories back in 1995. Enloe continues saying, "I would love to have the world record, and it is the world record. But if we don't get it, I know what I caught, my son knows what I caught, and I'm okay with that." At the very least, Enloe's laker will go down in the IGFA book as the all-tackle length world record, because the current length record for the species is only around 42.5 inches. Whether or not the fish will be accepted as a Colorado state record also remains to be seen, but Enloe's fish was at least 20 pounds heavier than the current state record. Scott Enloe, congratulations on landing the lake trout of a lifetime.
Congratulations on your new record.
Next, if you are looking for a summer job and you just happen to be a charter boat captain, that's rated to operate a six-passenger fishing boat, well, you might want to check with the folks at Sportsman's Cove Lodge in southeast Alaska. The lodge is located on Prince of Wales Island, just a short float plane ride from Ketchikan. And the season runs from June until mid-September, and you'll be fishing with your deckhand on a very comfortable and easy to fish out of 37-foot Delta fishing boat with a large enclosed cabin. You'll stay at the lodge, you'll eat with the guests every night, and you're going to eat very well, by the way, and you'll earn a very nice salary along with receiving some generous tips from the guests who come here. If you want to find out more, contact Stephen Crook. He's the guest services manager, or Captain Mac, also known as Larry McCory, and the website to go to get that phone number and to shoot him an email is very simple, alaskasbestlodge.com. That's the website for Sportsman's Cove Lodge, because it really is Alaska's Best Lodge. The website again, alaskasbestlodge.com, and if with any luck, I might even see you up there when I head there in mid-July. Would love to go fishing with you. You're the person that signs up for this.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Game-changing. That's the best way to describe the new Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher from Max Lure Company. This 360-degree rotational inline flasher features a scent release system attracting salmon to the lure behind it like no other flasher on the market. Soak the free scent pad with any type of oil or gel, or load up the cavity with any type of bait for fishing success beyond your wildest dreams. It's the Scent Flash UV Triangle Flasher, only from Max Lure Company.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Think about this. Less than 4 in 10 Americans can name any of the 5 freedoms guaranteed in the First Amendment. Yet, 41% of Americans under 35 think the First Amendment goes too far. Do you know your 5 freedoms guaranteed in the First Amendment? Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom to peaceably assemble, freedom to petition the government. Think first. Go to thinkfirstamendment.org to learn more.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got Dan Clayton Luce on the line. He's Vice President for Communications for Henry Repeating Arms. And I'll tell you what, they have got a lot going on this year with all sorts of new products they are rolling out. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me again. It's always a pleasure.
Henry Repeating Arms is known for their lever-action rifles that are made in America, rugged, reliable, accurate right out of the box. But you came out with something completely different this year, the Homesteader 9mm Carbine. This is not a lever-action rifle at all. Tell our listeners more about it.
Yes, exactly. We've kind of made our name in the lever-action space, and now we're starting to branch out and try and bring that same level of craftsmanship, quality, and everything that we're known for to categories outside of just lever-action. The lever-actions aren't going anywhere, but yeah, the Homesteader was kind of the first thing that we came out with this year in a new space for us. It's a semi-auto 9mm carbine, which when you hear that term, you know, Henry is probably not the first name you think of, but when you look at the product, you learn a little bit more about it, you can still see the Henry DNA coming through, and I think it's a great fit for our catalog, and we're really proud of it.
So let's talk a little bit about it. When you're talking about the DNA, one of the things that stands out to me is the walnut stock and forearm that's on it. What else comes to mind when it comes to the carbine?
Yeah, so we got the genuine American walnut stocks, like you said, and there are a lot of other thoughtful features that we included in the design. So, for example, we have swappable magazine wells. So there are three different SKUs that we put in the box for the Homesteader. One has a 5-round and a 10-round Henry magazine. Another one has those two Henry magazines plus a magazine well to accept Glock magazines for those who might already own a Glock sidearm. And a third option with the Henry magazines plus a magazine well adapter to take Stig and Smith & Wesson magazines for those who might already own those. So there really is something for everybody. I mean, obviously 9mm, it's the most popular caliber on the planet, and a lot of gun owners might already have one. So this way, you know, you could go out to the shooting range, let's say with the Homesteader and your Glock, and not have to worry about any different magazines or any different types of ammo or anything like that. So it's really taking the idea of having a sidearm and a carbine in the same caliber, which we already do with the 357 mag, a 45 Colt, 44 mag, but now we're doing it for 9mm, just in a different platform.
Well, I love the fact that you're extending the range of the 9mm by doing this, far more than what you're going to be able to shoot with a pistol. And obviously this has some home defense applications, hence the name the Homesteader, but it's also a good carbine for, like, the rancher or the farmer who's dealing with, you know, predators and varmints on their property, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I think the name of the game with pistol caliber carbines is versatility, in that it can do well at a lot of different jobs. So when we were designing this and testing different configurations and what kind of sights do we want on it and that sort of thing, you know, we wanted it to have practical applications for home protection. We wanted it to have practical applications as like a rugged working gun for, you know, livestock protection, let's say. So you're out, you know, walking the fence line, so to speak, of your property, and, you know, you have the Homesteader slung across your back, and, you know, you see some coyotes, and, you know, you've got something to deal with that problem.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and talk about another rifle you're coming out with this year. This one is a lever-action rifle, but it's a caliber I am not familiar with at all. It's the 360 Buckhammer. Tell our listeners about this.
So this has been a really exciting project that's been in the works for a few years now, and Remington Ammunition developed the cartridge called 360 Buckhammer. It's a straight wall cartridge, basically delivering, you know, 30-30 performance and then some from a straight wall cartridge. So with this, we're really targeting the states where You can only use a straight wall cartridge for whitetail deer hunting, but that's not to say somebody might want to use this in states where you have other options, because it is very pleasant to shoot. The ballistics, you know, the numbers don't lie, and it's a great, great hunting cartridge. The initial announcement was out at SHOT Show earlier this year in January of 2023. We had one out there for range day, and it was, I mean, it was just a blast. Much more pleasant to shoot than 4570, let's say. Plus, you can reach out a little bit further. So 4570, you know, we typically tend to think of it as 150 yards and under. With 360 buck hammer, you're going 200 yards and then some with phenomenal performance, much lower bullet drop in comparison. And so Remington basically came to us, you know, as the lever action experts, and we designed a couple of rifles around that cartridge. So we're starting off with a blued steel and walnut version, and we also have an X model version. The biggest difference there being, you know, synthetic furniture versus wood furniture. It also has a threaded barrel, because there's some interest in subsonic loads in the future, as it will suppress very well. And lever action rifles are also a very good host for suppressors because it locks up completely. So we're very excited about it. I mean, this will be the first deer season, let's say, you know, later in 2023, this will be the first deer season where 360 buck hammer, you know, gets a chance to shine. And I think it's going to do just that.
No, absolutely love this, especially in those states where you have to go ahead and use those calibers that don't reach out quite as far. All right, the next one we've got to talk about. This is completely foreign to me, but I love the concept. You know, you've got the big boy rifles or the golden boy rifles, but now you've got revolvers. And I never thought I would see the day when Henry Repeating Arms would come out with revolvers, but these are right out of the Old West, too. Tell our listeners about these.
Yeah, so the revolvers are brand new for us. We're really excited about them, and they're classically styled, Western-style revolvers, double-action, 357 Magnum and 38 Special. And the great thing about them is we use the same materials in the revolvers that we do in the rifles, so you still get genuine American walnut, polished blued steel, and even polished brass through the back strap, around the grip, through the trigger guard, and everything like that. So just really, really good-looking revolvers and kind of just getting our foot in the door with that category as a whole.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. Lots to be excited about when it comes to what's coming out from Henry Repeating Arms, whether you're after one of these big boy revolvers, which are just awesome-looking revolvers, or the 360 buck hammer for you white-tailed deer hunters, or the Home Center carbine for home protection and ranch protection. You can check them out. Find authorized dealers near you at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there. Dan, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and as a mom, some days are just easier than others. Maybe you're taking the kids to school and have a fender bender in the parking lot. Maybe you're shopping and you just realize you backed into a shopping cart, and that's when it's important to take it to someone that you trust, like Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They also accept most major insurance companies, and they're available by appointment. You can call them at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Logs Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Logs Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at logslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Logs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Lucas, they won the big bass tournament. Now, you're from Florida,
yes.
And a 6.1-pound bass doesn't sound like much in Florida, but here in the Northwest, that's a big bass, and that won those two $8,600.
Pretty good payday for those two. This fishery that we're on, I had a chance to visit it for the first time last year, running another event here. We had a great catch first time here. Obviously, the lake hit hard for 4 days in a row with the Pro-Am before this, and we fished 2 days here on the big bass event. Phenomenal. World-class fishery. Folks in the West here should be blessed. A lot of folks have heard of potholes, but they have not fished here. So this is another Western bass fishery here that I would rank in the top 10, obviously nationwide. So, you know, I would love to live closer. I'd spend more time here at potholes, obviously, but it ranks up there in one of my lake's favorite to fish. But the average size fish is what I look at when I go to a tournament. And this lake has probably got as many 3 and 4 pound fish as I've seen other than Champlain and some of those areas. So you don't see the 7 to 8 pounders here. Typically a 6 pounder is usually what wins big fish here on the bass. But you can catch largemouth, you can catch smallmouth here. Either one of them, you know, can be heavyweights. But today, obviously, the largemouth was the largest fish. But again, I've seen big smallmouth here.
Let's talk a little bit. I mean, you're from Florida. You've been all over the country in terms of managing tournaments, being a tournament director. And I think a lot of us in the Northwest, we feel like, well, an unwanted stepchild because, you know, we don't get the big tournaments out here. This is about as big as it gets. And it's great that Russ Baker with Limit Out Marine brought this on. It's great that Mardon Resort, which, by the way, folks, is located right on Potholes Reservoir, hosts lots of tournaments, great place to stay, great place to eat, and great place to hang out at. That they host all these tournaments, including this one. But getting back to the tournament scene here, you know, we don't draw the big tournaments. We don't have Bassmaster tournaments. We don't have, you know, Major League Fishing. We do have the occasional Wild West Bass Trail tournament, but that's about it. Why is that?
Typically, the communities that we go to are, I'm going to say probably our sport is about, as far as competitive angling, is maybe 10 years behind the rest of the country. And I talk about the South, the actual central part of the U.S., the Bass Belt, which I consider, obviously, from Alabama to Texas. We've got a little triangle there up to the Carolinas. Bass fishing is king there. The communities, you know, benefit so much. Florida fishing is big as well, without a doubt, but a different type of fishing, obviously, than we deal with. But typically, the communities that host these events, you know, in Mardon here, there are full 9 months out of the year, 10 months. It's hard to get a room here, actually, as nice as this place is. But some of the places we go don't go after the business like, you know, our other parts of the world do. It's a few things here. Sometimes it takes some host fees to get you to come to community. We got a lot more choices back east or back west or in the south of different lakes. For example, I live in Florida. I probably got, within 3 hours, probably 200 lakes I could go fish, you know. It's not that way here in the west. It's a long distance between, especially as you get down in the desert, Lake Mead, you know, Southern California. It's catching up. The best thing about our sport now is the high school fishing, the college fishing is phenomenal. We're talking 400 or 500 boat tournaments, you know, in states like Texas, states like Alabama. So the sport's getting our young people involved. It's important to get these kids hooked in fishing and grow, and it's cool to be a bass fisherman these days. It used to not always be that way.
Let's talk a little bit about California, though. I mean, California, I think Oregon, Washington, not a whole lot going on here. You know, California, though, has produced some top-class bass anglers who have had great success at the Bassmaster and Major League Fishing level, and they've got great lakes with big bass, too. Do you see bigger tournament circuits outside of the Wild West Bass Tournament Circuit and Western Outdoor News, you know, the Juan Bass Open? Do you see bigger things coming to the West Coast?
I do. It's just a slow process. The Bassmaster event, which some people consider, you know, the top organization in our sport, they started a circuit out here in 98. So in 1998, it took them that long to bring their open events out here. They were started off at the California Delta. Started off with a bang. Never had full fields in any events. You know, typically then it was a boat-on-boat draw. So it wasn't a pro co format as we have today, but usually the biggest tournament they would have would be about 250 people. Back east, we're having events, you know, with 500 people that fish. So it is a little different. It's very hard. Sometimes the regulations that you do, most of your listeners that live out west know what I'm talking about. Over regulation, sometimes permits that the tournament organizers have to get is so expensive. Boat launches for the anglers. Obviously, not to count your fuel prices, but it's kept people from traveling as much as they should, as we do back east, obviously, or back in, you know, in that part of the country. I see it growing out here, especially in the Northwest. The Northwest was always, you had other fisheries. You had cold water fisheries here, but the bass fishing is world class, and it's not just one location. You get Columbia River, you get up here in this part of the world, California, we all know about. Southern California's got some great lakes. They're small, but the fishing is phenomenal. Lake Havasu and the Colorado River, smallmouth, it's probably in the top 10 in the country as far as fisheries right now. So I see it growing when the fishing is good and we have plenty of water in the lakes. You know, the sport grows.
Right. Well, we're going to have to leave it at that. Yep. But, Randy, truly appreciate your perspective in terms of just this 30,000-foot look at tournament bass fishing in the Northwest on the West Coast. It means a lot. And with any luck, we will continue to grow the sport here on the West Coast and hopefully have you out a lot more as a tournament director out here.
I hope so, man. I appreciate you having me, and thanks for supporting us here and doing what you do in the industry.
Do you love to fish? Do you love to eat fish? Well, if you do, you know how important it is to have something to keep things sharp. Now, in the boat, it might be something to keep your hook sharp, like maybe the pocket knife sharpener from WorkSharp, which also works just fine, along with the guided field sharpener for keeping fillet knives sharp. So when it comes to cleaning those fish you catch for the day, you can get that done in a hurry. And let's not forget, back at the house, when you're preparing those fish for a meal, that's when you want to have a kitchen knife sharpener, and there's several electric ones available. You can find them all at WorkSharpTools.com, which lists all sorts of both manual and electric sharpeners you can use in the kitchen, in the shop, or in the field. Sharp hooks and sharp knives make for a happy day on the water, so get your sharpener today at WorkSharpTools.com or look for these products at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you.
Today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com and order our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we've got a very special guest for you. That would be Luke Clausen. He's a former Bassmaster Classic and FLW Tour champion. He's a current professional angler with Major League Fishing. He's on the tournament trail with them, and he just won the Limit Out Marine Shared Pro-Am Tournament at Potholes Reservoir in Eastern Washington. Luke, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, John.
Well, I know you're a busy man back in the Midwest and back east in the South fishing with Major League Fishing, but you came back home to fish the first annual Limit Out Marine Pro-Am at Potholes Reservoir. You won the event. Pretty stiff competition with 94 boats, a lot of good sticks out there. Tell our listeners a little bit about what was happening at this 27,000-acre lake and how you won this event with a 2-day total bag of 40 pounds.
Yeah. Potholes is in a place right now where there's a ton of fish, but it's hard to catch good ones. You know, I practiced for 2.5 days before the event, and I think I went once about 2 weeks before. Potholes is a place I fished quite a bit growing up, but that was in the 90s fishing team tournaments here, so I haven't spent a lot of time there in recent years, and a place like that changes a lot. It's a series of brush dunes that are all submerged right now. They're sand dunes with brush on them, and by August, most of those will be out of the water, so obviously, a lot of that terrestrial stuff changes. The brush grows differently, and even the sand moves in those. It's a very unique fishery. But going into practice, I spent a lot of time seeing a lot of fish, looking at a lot. Going out there, really focused on trying to catch a lot of pre-spawn fish. There's just an absolute pile of fish that were up on beds, but the vast majority of them were 1.5 to 2 pounds. Those females that weren't on beds yet, they were more the staging fish, were the better quality fish, but they were pretty hard to come by. To catch something over 3.5 pounds was a little bit challenging in contrast to all the other fish that are there.
You know, it's funny you said that. So, I got to fish that tournament, too, both with a pro and 2 days afterwards with the Big Bass Tournament. And the Big Bass Tournament, particularly, we whacked them. But you're absolutely right. They were all like 2 to 3 pounders up on the beds, and we weren't finding the big females. So I'm glad you figured it out. What'd you use to catch them?
You know, I caught all the weigh-in fish that I caught were either on a Z-Man Zinkers, a stick bait, wacky rig, throwing it with a 20-pound big arm, smackdown leader, and 12-pound red label. fluorocarbon leader to that. So, you know, I caught them on that, and then I caught, I think, two or three fish that I weighed on a drop shot, too, with a SMH worm, purple rain color, which is kind of a purple with red flake. And I would catch those fish that I'd have some of them that I would throw that wacky worm out there. I'd actually feel a fish bite the worm and drop it, or pull into it, and it had the tail on my worm, you know, and I ended up throwing that back in there. And a lot of those fish that were on deeper beds, I was able to catch on that. And I caught a couple that I weighed there doing that on some of those deeper bed fish. I guess one of them I caught the male, threw back in with a drop shot and caught the female. I couldn't see either of them. They were about 9 feet of water. And I caught one other one on a frog. So the frog was something I really just threw in the mornings or threw it into places people couldn't get to. People not familiar with potholes, it is a labyrinth of brush and trees, as I mentioned before, but there's little ponds back in there that you really couldn't get much to, but I was able to throw a frog back in and catch quite a few fish in those areas. I'm only one that I weighed, but okay, you get quite a few bites that were unpressured by other anglers.
Well, you won, again, first place, and that means you won a Phoenix bass boat, an 18-footer, as I recall. It's valued at nearly $50,000. I know you've already got a really nice bass boat that's worth more than that. What are you going to do with this Phoenix?
Well, I think I'll probably be selling it. If anybody's interested, just call and make me an offer. I really haven't even had much of a chance to look at the boat. It's still over where the tournament was in a friend's shop. I had to race home, and I'm going to be flying out tomorrow. So I haven't done a lot with it, but probably just going to sell it. I have two other boats. I have one that I keep back here now, a Charger 210 Elite, and the exact same boat that I fish tournaments out of back east. So I probably don't need another bass boat at this point.
I'm sure you don't. So, folks, if you're interested, again, just go to LukeClausenFishing.com. That's his website. Or just look for Luke Clausen on Facebook. Clausen spelled C-L-A-U-S-E-N. Luke Clausen on Facebook or LukeClausenFishing.com. That's the way to get a hold of him. If you're interested in a Phoenix bass boat, and these are really nice bass boats, got to take a look at it and lust after it while I was at that tournament myself. Let's talk a little bit about you, Luke. You know, you hail from the area around Spokane, Washington. How did you get your start in tournament fishing and climb the ranks to become the pro you are today?
You know, I actually started fishing team tournaments up here. There wasn't college or high school fishing at the time, but I won my first boat in high school, and I won a couple more during college and had some success in the team tournaments around here and was able to bankroll enough money to move to California after I graduated and qualify for the Classic the first year fishing the Opens down there. So it was just kind of a progression of events, and I actually lived all over the country back in Atlanta and Nashville and Chattanooga, and I decided to move back home, and now I just fly back and forth. Back east, keep a truck and boat back there to fish the major league fishing events.
Wow. And you've got a family. You've got a little girl, don't you?
I do, yeah. I have a little girl that just turned 6, so definitely changes the dynamic. You know, I don't get to fun fish as much as I used to, or don't want to probably as much as anything, just spending time with her. I spent a lot of my life as a bachelor living in the back of my truck, traveling around catching bass, but have slowed down a little bit and, again, live in Spokane now and just fly back and fish those events back east.
Well, it would be wonderful to see you out at Potholes Reservoir with your daughter in a couple of years, maybe fishing some fun events with her.
Yeah, that would be awesome. She's getting to the age she likes to fish. And I actually was just at Limit Out Marine, and I know they're planning this event again for, I think it was May 1st and 2nd next year. So, yeah, hopefully they can come over with me at least for the event.
Well, it's a great time of year to be there. Like you said, you know, the bass are either spawning or in the pre-spawn. Fairly easy to catch most of the time. The weather always plays an issue with that, so can't wait for next year. Something else I want to talk about, you know, as a bass pro, can't get by on tournament winnings. You got to have sponsorships. And one company that has really stepped up to sponsor a lot of pros, yourself included, is Bridgeford Meats. That's the company that's best known for the great tasting jerky that's in stores all over America. They've got a division called Bridgeford Outdoors that sponsors bass pros like yourself. Tell us about this program.
Yeah, Bridgeford Foods has been around for a long time. They're actually the second largest jerky manufacturer in the world. Most people don't know a lot about them because they haven't done a lot of marketing in the past, but they've really embraced the bass fishing. They sponsor myself and a few other anglers, and they've been a huge supporter of bass fishing, whether it's at this event here or the U.S. Open. You know, there's Bridgeford Programs, and Bridgeford Outdoors is the arm of it that's more of the marketing side of that for the fishing. But, yeah, they've been a huge supporter of bass fishing, and myself included. And we'll continue to do so.
Well, I'll tell you what, Luke. It was a true pleasure to meet you out there at Mardon Resort at Potholes Reservoir for that Pro-Am tournament. I was wishing I was going to be lucky enough to get drawn to be your amateur, but maybe next year you'll be back, and maybe next year I will. In the meantime, good luck to you on the Major League Fishing Tournament trail. What is your next stop?
Well, John, I'm leaving tomorrow. I fly out tomorrow morning, and I'm going to be going to Guntersville for our next event there in Alabama. So I'll be gone for a couple weeks before I make it back home. And, we're going to New York after that, I guess. So we have a lot of events this time of year. It's a busy time of year for me, and I feel pretty fortunate that my schedule worked out to come and fish a great event. And need to say thanks to the guys at Limit Out for putting on a great event like that, too.
They do. Limit Out Marine does. They've got dealerships in both Western Washington and Eastern Washington, the Spokane Valley. If you live in the Northwest and you're interested in getting a Phoenix Bass boat or other boat, check out their website at limitoutmarine.com. And again, folks, if you want to follow Luke Clausen, just go to his website, lukeclausenfishing.com. And his Facebook page is Luke Clausen. And if you're in the market for a bass boat, he's probably got a pretty good deal for you. Luke, thanks so much for sharing all of this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you having me.
As we wrap things up today, I want to remind you again about the GoFundMe campaign we are running for my friend Rhonda Edwards. She hails from the town I live in North Central Washington, Kashmir, and she's been fighting cancer for a long, long time. As I've told you in earlier editions of this show, that cancer has become very aggressive, and she needs specialized help to beat it. And the best place that she can find that is in Houston, Texas, which is a long ways away from Washington State. So we've got this GoFundMe campaign going that's trying to raise funds so she can make the trip down there and get the help she needs and get back on her feet again and back on her Harley-Davidson motorcycle with her fishing rod so she can ride and fish and enjoy life all over again. So if you can help out in any way, it would be really appreciated. Just go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio and look for the link to the GoFundMe campaign, or go to GoFundMe.com and look for the campaign Help Rhonda Edwards Fight Cancer. Anything you can offer would be appreciated, whether it's $10, $25, $50, $100, or anything else. Rhonda is a wonderful woman, and I really want to help her fight this battle and win it, and your donations can help do just that. So thanks in advance for anything that you may be able to donate. On that note, we have got to go, but here's hoping you are healthy and blessed in the days ahead, and like me, you get out and maybe do a little fishing and hiking and wildlife watching and spending some quality time in nature. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Exercise is hard, so is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year, but most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
CarProUSA.com presents Car Buying Survival Tips, number 19. If you've ever bought a car, you know how long it can take. Sure, they pretend it's going to be fast, but unless you're dealing with a CarPro certified dealer, you're in for the long haul, pal. Next time, just log on to CarProUSA.com. You'll find certified local dealers, shop your vehicle online, communicate with the sales manager, and by the time you take delivery, it's usually 90 minutes or less. You can learn more at
CarProUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're fighting against childhood cancer every day. At the heart of this battle are our donors.
Most of us want to make some type of difference in the lives of others. St. Jude does miraculous work.
The fact that no one has to pay, it's a place where everyone is treated as an equal.
Everybody is welcome here. And it doesn't matter your religion or what part of the world you're from, all that is taken away. It just gives you some hope.
It's just a nice feeling to put your energy into something that really does genuinely make a difference in a child's life.
There's just no greater gift. If we have the ability to help, then we have a responsibility to help.
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Find out how you can help.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Big day for both Ron DeSantis and former President Donald Trump. They are in the Hawkeye State today at a number of appearances in Iowa. DeSantis says there is a strategy for GOP election victory.
We just have to make sure we're leading with purpose and conviction and that we are delivering results to the people that we represent.
And the former president appears later at an outdoor rally. President Biden's numbers still negative.
As of Thursday, RealClearPolitics.com reports the president's approval only a fraction, above 42%, based on an average of 10 major polls. Drilling down to specific issues, including the economy, foreign policy, crime, and the direction of the country, Mr. Biden's job approval numbers fall even further to only 38.1% approving, with more than 57% of respondents disapproving. George Williams reporting.
Also, at townhall.com, a federal judge has temporarily blocked the Biden administration's plan to start releasing migrants into the country without a court date for an immigration hearing. It's a two-week delay in response to a suit by the state of Florida. Town Hall senior writer Julio Rosas says the judge's action is significant.
Due to the overwhelming numbers that CBP has had in these past few weeks, they've been needing to release people quickly in order to avoid serious overcrowding. I mean, they are overcrowded as it is right now.
And Rosas also reports the judge's action makes sense because the hearings are essential.
If they're unable to release people without a court date, then, they said so themselves that they're going to have a lot more overcrowding just because it takes time to process all these people.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
A former prosecutor in New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office refusing to answer questions.
The ex-prosecutor who once oversaw Manhattan's investigation of former President Trump repeatedly declined to substantively answer questions at a closed-door meeting of the House Judiciary Committee. But Mark Pomerantz, the former prosecutor, said Friday he was invoking his Fifth Amendment rights because he was legally and ethically barred from revealing grand jury details. Pomerantz was subpoenaed by the House committee chaired by Republican Congressman Jim Jordan. The panel's probing how District Attorney Alvin Bragg handled Trump's indictment. Keith Peters reporting.
Tennessee company could be in trouble, U.S. auto safety regulators, after they're refusing a request to recall millions of potentially dangerous airbag inflators. The government says 67 million could explode and hurl shrapnel. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. We are beginning to learn more now about a Biden administration violence prevention training guide. This comes from the Department of Homeland Security, and it included several pro-life women. More on this story from correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
Days after President Biden took office, the Department of Homeland Security included pro-life mothers as potential radicalization suspects and a violence prevention training guide. DHS's Office of Terrorism and Violence included profiles of various domestic extremists, which included a middle-aged pro-life advocate. The document was obtained by American First Legal. In 2021, Attorney General Merrick Garland called for the FBI to investigate parents as potential domestic terrorists following complaints by the National School Boards Association. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Get your podcast.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. Is your bulldog acting a little bashful? Does your tabby have you totally terrified? Are you being challenged by your chihuahuas? You know you are. If you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, they're jumping, they're digging, they're humping, they're scratching, the cat peed on your bed, you have a new boyfriend, your dog can't stand him, you get the idea. That's what the Pet Show is all about and has been all about for the last 43 years, is helping people resolve any issues that they might be having with their dogs and cats, but a lot more likely, any issues their dogs and cats may be having with the people. If you have a question or a comment, it's a great time to give me a call. By the way, if you're new to the Pet Show, if you're a regular to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the show and gets to speak to me live on the air, whether they're asking me a question or responding to one of mine, will get an absolutely, positively amazing gift, some worth as much as $50. Not for you, but for that beautiful dog or cat. So everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat, whatever the problem may be. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. Thanks to my amazing sponsors. Many of the items, as I said, worth as much as $50. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. But by now, you know, I probably won't get to all of my topics. Why? Because your questions, your comments are always my priority. But here's what I have planned for today's show. Can your pet's behavior impact your quality of life? Does your dog or cat's behavior impact your quality of life? Do you occasionally have conflicts with your dogs and cats? You know, the relationship can be complex. I'll explain coming up a little bit later. Do you and your dog and cat always get along? We'll talk about that. Also coming up, do your cats love their catnip? Does it make them feel good? Well, there's more to catnip than the buzz. So if your cats are lying in their back, listening to the doors, and maybe staring at a lava lamp, there's more to it. I'm telling you, more to the buzz. Once again, I'll prove our cats are a lot brighter than some of the people they live with. Also, so many of my listeners have rescued their dogs, and many of them may be fearful or anxious due to previous abuse or even neglect. Coming up, resolving anxiety and fear usually falls into two categories. I will share those with you in just a moment. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. As always, plenty of time for all your questions and comments. Lots of amazing stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, maybe that rescue dog isn't housebroken, poor guy's suffering with separation anxiety, your feral cat is depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, your cat scratched your favorite chair, and your dog thinks it's his job to hump everything he sees, give me a call. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255. If you get through and talk to me, I will send you a fabulous gift. So, what is my question of the day? The question of the day here on the Pet Show is, do you adjust your life to accommodate your pets? I do. I mean, I'll leave a party early, or I'll come home early, or I'll make different arrangements. That's me, and I'm assuming you people are like that. Do you adjust your life to accommodate your pets? Have you ever said, well, I got to get home early, my dog or cat is lonely, I can't go out with you because I want to stay with my dog or cat? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And if you get through, I will send you a super gift, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the Pet Show. You know you do. You know you accommodate your dogs by changing, and you accommodate your cats. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. I can see a lot of my callers from my L.A. show are calling in. But if you want to call right now, I do have an open line, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the show. You know, dog guardianship and cat guardianship has many, many benefits, but sometimes it does impact your quality of life. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but right now if you have a question or comment, great time to give me a call. We're also going to talk a little bit about You all know I do the California show before I come here. And I was asking about rescue dogs and rescue cats. So let me go to Barbara calling from Tustin, California. She has a story about her adoption. And the reason I do this, by the way, is every time I talk to someone or I ask you guys to tell me about some of the amazing dogs and cats you've saved and rescued, it encourages other people to go out and perhaps do exactly the same thing. The more lives we can save, the bigger my smile is going to get. And that's what we all want to do, is save as many animals as we possibly can. 877-725-8255. Hey, Barbara, welcome to the Pet Show.
Yeah, I was just saying, we took the dog my children brought home from school, and I said, he's about two. He obviously belongs to someone because he seems well-trained, so we took him back to the pound, and the girls wanted to go back over and look to see if he was there. He looked like King Kong. He was one of the uglier little dogs you've ever seen, with an underslung jaw.
Undershot,
he was the light of our life. He was with us 16 years and absolutely was the most adorable dog that we took from the pound. But now my daughter has fostered a dog that jumps on you, and she's the sweetest dog, but she has a horrible habit. She gets so excited to see you, she jumps. Do you have any tips on dogs?
Oh, do I have tips for jumping? Dogs jumping up on people. Come on, that's what I live for. Barbara, the bottom line is this. Dogs jump for many reasons. Usually they jump because they're excited or they want to make facial contact. One of the best things to do is when the dog is jumping, what people tend to do is say no, no, no. They push the dog down, which just really gets the dog a whole lot more excited and doesn't resolve anything. Basic obedience or basic training is really the way to resolve it. You need some way to communicate with the dog in a positive way. However, if the dog is specifically overly excited when they come home, here's a recommendation that really works phenomenally well. What I recommend that they do is they find one item that the dog cannot live without. I don't care what that is. It could be a tennis ball. It could be a shoe. I don't care. When that dog, when you come home, as soon as you walk in, the dog's excited to see you, you hand him that. What you're doing is distracting him, getting over that initial exuberance at first till he calms down a little bit, and now you have that control. The big mistake people make is the dog wants to jump on you to greet you, to say hello and love you, and people yell, get down, what did you do? It would be like if I went to hug my mother and she said, get away from me, Warren. I don't wish why she was, many times she did. Get away from me, Warren. I don't want to be hugged. So it's important to understand what type of information you're getting across to your dog. So in terms of jumping, I would do the basic training. I'm going to send you a copy of my book so you'll be ahead of the game, Grandma. Basic training for the dog, number one. Distraction therapy, number two, and don't overreact. The more you overreact, dogs are like children. You have kids and grandkids, so you know what I'm talking about. We'll react to either positive or negative attention. So what I'm going to do, Barbara, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. There's an entire chapter in there specifically on jumping. But in the interim, till the book arrives, what you can do is you can go to my website, thepetshow.com, or if you prefer, you can join my YouTube channel. It's free, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Lots of good information there posted specifically on dogs that are jumping. The big mistake is people get angry when their dog jumps, not realizing it. Generally, the dog is jumping up because he wants to make that facial contact as he would with another dog if they were at the same level. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get back to all of your calls, I promise. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to brag right now. You know, the season isn't just changing this year. It's exploding into the most ferocious flea season ever. Along with fleas, another major seasonal challenge for our dogs and cats is excessive shedding. I want you guys to get the jump on fleas and shedding with my own Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. Hugs and Kisses is formulated with not only probiotics, but prebiotics as well, to make sure your dogs and cats have an incredibly strong digestive support and a healthy gut. Hugs and Kisses, by the way, is the natural approach you want to tackle fleas and shedding in both dogs and cats for just pennies a day. Hugs and Kisses promote shedding and dander control, relief of skin problems, and shinier coats in pets of all ages. And fleas are much, 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 much less likely to attack a dog or cat with healthy skin or coat. The reason for that is Fleas live on blood. If a dog or cat has dry skin, it's easy to burrow in and get to that blood. If their skin is in good health, it's not so easy. They move on. I want you to read the testimonials about my Hugs and Kisses supplements on Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or go directly to my website, thepetshow.com. Amazon, Walmart, The Pet Show, all the five-star reviews about Hugs and Kisses, which has been around for over 30 years. And with all the extreme weather we've seen this spring and summer, it's going to mean flea infestations everywhere. Help your dog, help your cat enjoy a flea-free, shedless spring and summer of fun. Hugs and Kisses now available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com. You can go to my website, ThePetShow.com. But here's something that a lot of people don't offer anymore. I like the call. If you want to call my office and order online, you can. This is my 800 number. If we're not there, we'll get back to you. The phone number for my office, 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430 and the word hugs, H-U-G-S. Your dog, your cat will look and feel their best with my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats every day. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Please go to your local pet store and ask for Lucy Pet products. Thanks.
How healthy is your heart? Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. Cardiovascular disease, which includes heart disease, stroke, and heart attack, is the number one cause of death in the United States. However, many of these deaths are preventable with access to quality care. Now is the time to visit your healthcare provider and learn your risk level. Make an appointment today. For more information, visit womeningovernment.org.
Mother's Day is May 14th. Which means it's time to start thinking about that perfect gift for all the mom figures in your life. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America talks about the latest trends in jewelry gifts.
Pearls are always in style, whether in necklaces, bracelets, rings, or earrings. But they also happen to be on trend. Personalized options like initial necklaces, birthstone jewelry, or engraved pieces of jewelry also make her feel extra special.
Any tips on where to find jewelry gifts for Mother's Day?
Reputable jewelers, like Jewelers of America members, are committed to upholding the highest social, environmental, and ethical business practices. They have a wide range of gift options in every budget, and you can trust that they'll be there to help take care of your jewelry for years to come.
Learn more at jewelers.org. That's jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retail. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Got a question or a comment? Want to share a great story about a dog or cat you rescued? Great time to give me a call. If you get through and I talk to you live, I will send your pet a super gift. Some of them worth as much as $50. The phone number, 877-725-8255. You know, catching your dog doing the right things, the behaviors you want, and rewarding them is much more important than reacting just to the unwanted behaviors. So many people say no, no, no all the time. I joke that some dogs come because they think it's their name. If your dog isn't doing anything, if he's just kind of lying around, tell him what a good dog he is. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. It'll make a big difference in the way your dog reacts. All right, let me get back to the phone lines here. We are going to, let's see, we are going to... God, great calls. I don't know where to go. Let's go to Ken in the great state of West Virginia. Hey, Ken, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. Thanks for taking my call.
My
daughter has a cat that we adopted about 3 years ago. And for whatever reason, at least a couple times a day, he decides to stalk her. Doesn't seem to be aggressive to especially any males. But her in particular, he stalks, and occasionally some of her female friends as well.
Well, let me ask you a question, Ken. The cat you said is how old now?
3 years old.
And how long have you had the cat since it was a kitten?
Yes.
Okay. And is your daughter, is she pretty mellow with the cat, or is she pretty assertive with the cat?
She's pretty mellow and has developed a tendency to be timid, unfortunately.
All right, a couple of things we need to do here. Number one is, and I mean this in total seriousness, how interesting is your home for the cat? Specifically, does the cat hang out in your daughter's room?
No, he's got it's an apartment. He's got pretty much the room of it. It's not a real big apartment.
Yeah, but why, in other words, why is he not allowed in your daughter's room or just doesn't go there?
Oh, he's allowed everywhere.
Okay, cool. So what I want you to do, specifically in your daughter's room, what I want you to do is I want you to make it really interesting. I want to distract him when he's around your daughter. In the daughter's room, what I would do is put two or three cardboard boxes down, put one on top of the other, be creative with them, throw them out tomorrow, put new ones in, boxes are free. The more stimulation you give him, the less assertive he's going to be. Probably what's happening now is when the cat is stalking your daughter and she's reacting to him by leave me alone, get whatever, she's kind of reacting to him like another cat would, which is just going to make him more assertive. I would like to distract him a little bit by making her room more interesting for him, number one, and number two, when he's stalking her, don't have her say a word, just have her walk away. Not no, not good, no treat, just walk away. When the cat realizes he's not getting any attention, whether it be negative attention or positive attention, if he's not getting any attention, there's no point in doing it. What happens is when a habit develops like this, and we get your daughter, obviously. How old is your daughter, by the way, Ken?
25.
Wow, 25. I thought she was a kid. She's 25 years old. All right. But I want you to do exactly what I suggest. Does your daughter feed the cat?
Yes.
Okay. Are there a lot of cat toys in her room?
Yes.
Okay. Try the cardboard boxes. I think it's going to make a lot of difference because when cats have plenty of high places to hide, they're less apt to go after. But with your daughter, and I know it's difficult, what I want you to do, let me ask you a question. Has your daughter ever squirted water at the cat to stop him?
No.
Okay, good, because some people recommend that. It's going to make it worse. When the cat starts stalking her, walk away, ignore him, Don't say a word. Make her room more interesting. It's going to make a big difference for you. Also, what I'm going to do, Ken, is change those boxes every day. The more you change them, the more stimulated the cat's going to be. I'm going to put you on hold, Ken. I'm sending you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. There's a whole chapter in there specifically that will help you resolve this issue. I'm assuming it's been going on for a long time, but the fact that you said your daughter was not fearful but reacting to it can actually make the problem worse. It's like the dog that jumps up and the person keeps pushing the dog down. The dog jumps up, pushes down. They're actually reinforcing that behavior rather than resolving it. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255 is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about catnip. Besides that, you know, catnip, if your cat gets a little buzz from catnip, there's more to it. If you find your cat looking at a lava lamp, listening to the doors on his back, that's not what catnip's all about. We'll talk about that. Continue answering all your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show. Yeah, he's my best friend. La, 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 la.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/jo.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Your friendly old change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Wow, yippee-yo. Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. Got a question or a comment. Want to brag about a dog or cat you rescued? Tell me an interesting story. Your dog's jumping, humping, digging, scratching. Your cat's not using a litter box. Great time to give me a call. And if you're new to the show, just a reminder that everyone that does call in and get to talk to me will get a fabulous gift. Let me tell you why I give the gifts away. It's not because I want to give gifts away. Well, maybe I do. But many of the items I give away are directly related to the issue that you may be having with your dog or cat. So if you have a question or a comment, just want to brag or share a great story, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. The question of the day is pretty simple. Do you adjust your life to accommodate your pets? Do you come home early? Do you do staycations? Do you only go places where you can take your pet? Do you eat at a certain time? Give me a call. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way for your buddy. Again, the number 877-725-8255. Now, if you think that catnip is around just to give your cats a buzz, think again. It does, but it's not just to make your cats listen to the doors and hang out on their back watching a lava lamp. Now, flowering herb catnip that makes some cats go wild triggers the reward system in the brain of the cats, but its main function is probably to ward off mosquitoes and other pests thanks to a special compound in catnip. Cats know better. In the wild, they would go after catnip plants not only for the little buzz they got, but at the same time, it would help ward off insects such as mosquitoes. Cats are incredibly bright. 877-725-8255. We're going to go to Mark in Iowa. We got Dee in Kingman. We got Allison in one of my favorite states, Texas. We'll get to all your calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255. But right now, let's go to the great state of Iowa. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Warren. How are you?
Hey, listen, how'd you make a call? Aren't all the politicians in Iowa today?
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, I'm driving, and I had forgotten that one of them, Donald Trump, was in Sioux City, and I drove through there earlier. I didn't get stopped, so I guess that's a good thing.
I guess that's a good thing. So, Mark, what's your question for me?
All right. We have a cat by the name of Roscoe. Roscoe, a little over a year ago, was... I don't want to use the word thrown, but he was removed from a vehicle by the previous owner out in the country and abandoned. Some other people saw it, and I went out and rescued Roscoe.
Oh, bless you, Mark.
Some days I wonder why they abandoned him like that. Maybe we know. I don't know. But Roscoe has a problem with if there's a piece of clothing or a towel out of place, particularly on the floor, that's where he decides to urinate.
Let's put Roscoe on the couch, okay? You might need some time on the couch,
please,
too, Mark. But listen to me carefully, okay? We don't know his background. We know he was thrown out of a car or abandoned somewhere. Chances are he was abandoned for any number of reasons. I don't know. Maybe he was having accidents there. Maybe the people just didn't want him anymore, and there are some moronic people out there that do that and abandon their animals for no reason. However, now that this cat, who probably had a hellish type of life, comes into Mark's home in Iowa, gets 3 square meals a day, has people that love him, has toys all over the place. So every time he finds something that either confuses him or he's not sure about, he pees on it. Why is he doing on it? It's easy for me to say, but he's not peeing to get you upset. He's not peeing on it to get you angry. He's peeing on it as a way for you to understand that now he's here, this is his territory, and he wants to keep other cats away. Not you, but other cats and other animals away. That's why he's doing it. Here's how you resolve it, a piece of cake. I want you to find out every place where he's peed in the house. If you don't know or you don't remember, you go to a store, get one of those black lights we all had in the 60s and 70s, turn it on at night. If there's pee on the floor, the black light will pick it up. Clean it up with an odor neutralizer made specifically for pets. You don't want to use like a Les Toilet top jar that has ammonia in it. So does urine, so you're putting down the same odor. Make sure it's a product made specific. Yeah, in other words, if the cat pees and you clean up with anything that contains ammonia, you might as well pee on the floor because you're putting down the same odor.
Sure.
You're taking away, making the cat go back. So a good enzymatic stain and odor remover is critical at this point for you, Mark. Once you've cleaned up those areas, what I want you to do is spend more time on the floor with the cat in those areas where he peed. I want you to put his toys there. I want you to put some of his treats there. And the next time he pees in an area, clean it up. Take just a little bit of his dry kibble, put it in a paper plate, just a little bit, maybe 3 or 4 pieces of kibble, put it on a paper plate, put it in that area. Now, let me ask you the big question. Does he pee near his food?
No, he has not. Now, one other thing, in case it makes a difference, there is another cat in the house that was there long before him.
How many litter boxes do you have down?
We have 2 litter boxes. They each have their own home area, and they've got their own litter boxes.
Okay, let me say what I would do. Also, with the cat that's having the accidents, you know, the rule of thumb is 1 litter box per cat and then 1 extra litter box. So I would put down a 3rd litter box, not for life, at least temporarily at this point. Also, you want to clean up those areas. You want to spend more time with him in those areas specifically. And also, what you want to do is make sure that if he does have an accident, even if you find it 5-10 hours later, clean it up, little paper plate, little bit of his kibble in that area. If he's not peeing near his food dish, once he pees and he realizes wherever he pees, his food's going to follow. You once again will be able to walk around your house barefoot, I promise.
Okay. He is not actually peeing on the floor. It's on clothes or towels.
Yeah, but it's the same purpose. In other words, he's picking up the scent of someone in the family. So if he's picking up the scent, it's exactly what I said at the beginning. He went from a life that wasn't so comfortable to a life that is. So when he smells something with your scent on it, he wants to claim it. Prime example, a lot of cats will pee on the beds where their owners sleep. The reason they do that is not because they're angry. They pee there as a way of you finding your way back home. And I think that's a good part of it here. What I'm going to do, Mark, is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of my best-selling book, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. Bless you. You're an amazing guy for rescuing this cat. Let's try some of the things I recommended. There's some more tips in the book. If you're still running into a snare, call me back. We will go further. I will get your cat to the point where he's not peeing in the house. And I just love my listeners, man. How many of my listeners have rescued? Allison is calling from Texas. I'll get there in a few minutes. Allison says she's an animal rescue and started a facility. So many of my listeners have rescued their dogs because you guys are. Dee is calling from Kingman, Arizona. She has 6 feral cats, 2 adults. You guys are amazing, absolutely amazing. How many animals are saved? I've been doing this show now for 43 years, and we've saved tens of thousands of animals. Not me alone, but just the combination of us talking to each other and my listeners being such incredible animal lovers. Now, you may not be as eccentric as I may be. You may never have 2 pet pigs and 37 dogs and 22 cats all at the same time. That's okay. But I can feel the love. when you call me and ask me questions about your pets, I can feel how much you care about them. And that's so critical to me, and that's why I've been doing the show all these years. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to, we got T in Maui, D in Arizona. We got David in, David calling from Plattsburgh, New York. There's an Air Force base up in that area, David. I know it too well. Also, Allison calling from Texas. We'll get to all your calls. The phone number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. So, by the way, next week I'm going to be here, but I'm going to be doing a remote broadcast. It's going to be a real interesting broadcast. Everything you didn't want to know about your pet food. I'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. But right now, I want to tell you about this. For over 6 years now, you've heard me talk about Lucy Pet Food. You've heard me tell you that Lucy Pet Food is the food I've been feeding my own rescues, Molly and Willie, since the day I found them. Lucy Pet Food, with that prebiotic balanced fiber, blended for optimized nutrition, is absolutely amazing. Now, here's the deal. Lucy Pet Food is manufactured right here in Southern California, not too far away from where I live, in their own plant. They have their own laboratory. I'll talk about that a little bit later. One of the few places, or the only places, that does all this just to make sure everything is healthy. Now, Lucy Pet Food, I've been recommending it for the last 5 years. Every week I'm getting calls and letters and emails from people saying thank you. In fact, here's a listener right now telling me about their reaction and their pet's reaction to Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
I'm telling you, these are the type of calls I get all the time. If you want to get your dogs and cats healthy, Lucy Pet Food should be the food you're feeding them. It's the food I feed my own pets. Now, here's the deal. If you go directly to their website, lucypetproducts.com, that's lucypetproducts.com. If you go to their website and you order Lucy Pet Food, you can order the dry food, the wet food for your dog, the dry food, the wet food for your cat, the Lucy dog food rolls, the kitty licky. Spend just $35 at their website, and shipping is absolutely free. So check out lucypetproducts.com. That's lucypetproducts.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day. And he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Could talk to the animals.
Best conversations I ever had talking to the animals. We are back. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phone number 877-725-8255. We got D in Arizona, John. And John, I got to get to your call. Even if I got to hold you till the next hour, John, here's John's comment. He has a year and a half old dachshund that must put his nose on his toes before he goes to sleep. We'll talk about that. We'll get to what I promised. Let me see if I can help out David real quick. In beautiful Plattsburgh, New York. Hey, David, welcome to the show.
Yeah, the airbase has been closed for a while.
Yeah, well, I've been around for a while. I just remember every time I flew into Plattsburgh Air Force Base, I froze my butt off. That's all I remember.
Well, the winters here have gotten a little warmer.
Well, that's good to know.
We don't have 3 feet of snow at one time. So about the most we get at any one time now is about 7, 8, maybe 10 inches. So,
that's good.
Anyway,
yeah, I don't want to run out of time, David, but I understand you have a 2-year-old standard poodle that doesn't listen to you but listens to your wife.
Well, she'll listen to me every now and then, but I want to get her to where I can get her to do what needs to be done. I've gotten one of those collars where, you know, I can make a sound if she doesn't do what she wants, what I want, or I can, you know, give her a little jolt.
You know what you should do with you know what you should do with that collar?
What?
Throw it out. Let me explain something to you. England
The guy I talked to about it said that if you just use the sound, it works fairly well.
It doesn't make any difference what you use. The bottom line is good old fashioned positive training. England just banned the use of the collar you're using. Belgium banned it. Wales banned it. France banned it. It's abusive. There's no need, especially now with the positive training methods that are available. What you want to do is focus on teaching good, not just focus on correcting bad. I would never use that type of collar ever, ever, ever. Military maybe, police maybe down the future, but not for your type of dog. What you need to do, if you want the dog to respond to you, you need to be consistent. That means every time you ask the dog to do something, you need to follow through. Even if it takes you 10 minutes to get him to sit, take that 10 minutes, David. He will sit. He will get the idea. But if the phone rings and David forgets about it and walks away, then the dog's going to say, why should I respond? They respond via the associative memory. What I'm going to do, David, because I'm running out of time here, what I want you to do is I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. But listen to me carefully. Electronic shock collars, prong collars, none of that is necessary. I've trained over 40,000 animals myself in Southeast Asia, in Europe, and I never, ever, would ever use an electric shock collar. Take your time, do it the right way, and you'll get a well-behaved dog. Don't try to rush it. And what you're doing is the dog doesn't listen to you. He's going to get a reaction, either a sound or he's going to get a shock, a negative reaction. How about we focus more on the positive and less on the negative? It can make all the difference in the world. So I'm sending you a copy of the book. Let me know how it works out for you. I'm sure it's going to work out absolutely fine. And remember what I said. It's more important to focus on what the dog does right than to spend a lot of time on what the dog does wrong. We're going to get to you, Dee. We're going to get to you, John, in Florida. The phone, great time to give me a call, by the way. I still got hugs and kisses to give away. Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies, copies of my best-selling books, Air Horns T-shirts, lots of great stuff. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. Listen, if you knew that with every single dollar you donate, you can change the destiny of dogs and cats deserted in the wild. Isn't that a legacy worth leaving behind? For the past 42 years, my good friend over at Delta Rescue, Leo Grillo, would have never been able to do the absolutely incredible work they do every day without you. That's right, you. Thank you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. Delta's Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now and help avoid fundraising costs and actually provide tax benefits. Delta Rescue happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and you prove every day that your money's doing what it should be doing, helping the animals. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses, not just happy, not just safe, but actually loved. Loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to go to their website, deltarescue.org. That's deltarescue.org. I want you to read the individual stories of how these pets were thrown away and then rescued by Delta. So log on to deltarescue.org. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning, or make a donation. You can text them as well. Text to dogs to 801-801. Text dogs to 801-801. They're waiting. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Why did you switch to Dish?
everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number, waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474, that's 241-DISH. And if you already have DISH, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Litterbox Boogie. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. D, John, don't go anywhere. We take a quick break. We'll be back to all of your phone calls. Plenty of time to help you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets, but a lot more likely any issues they may be having with you. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
My hairball's gone, I'm feeling fine. I got that urge, you know it's time. Litter box boogie, 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 litter box boogie.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.